So let's go through the TAILORx study, maybe not every single detail of it, but the most important findings, you know, sort of what it looked at, what were the main findings that came out, and how do you think it applies to clinical practice?
So the main findings from the TAILORx, essentially, it was that the endocrine therapy alone was not inferior to chemotherapy plus endocrine therapy for patients with recurrence scores of 11 to 25. This is the group that was randomized. This was the primary endpoint of the study. It was actually had significant power to detect even a small difference, and despite that, they did not detect any difference. So the overall message is with recurrence scores of 11 to 25, there is no benefit from chemotherapy in terms of disease-free survival, relapse-free survival, distant disease-free survival, or overall survival. However, because of the size of the study, they actually did an exploratory analysis looking at subsets of patients to see if they can identify any subsets that may benefit from chemotherapy. And interestingly, when you look at the multivariate analysis, the recurrence score was not a significant predictor, size of the tumor was not a significant predictor, menopausal status was not a significant predictor, grade was not a significant predictor. In other words, there was no subset according to size, grade, menopausal status, or even recurrence score group, let's say 11 to 16, 15 to 16 to 20, or 21 to 25, that benefit from chemotherapy. But when they looked at the age of the patient, age was a significant predictor. There was an interaction between age and chemotherapy benefit. And more interestingly, there was a what we call a three-way interaction between age, recurrence score, and chemotherapy benefit. In other words, essentially, women over 50 did not benefit from chemotherapy. That was clear. Under 50, there was some benefit from chemotherapy, but it was limited to patients with recurrence score of 16 to 20, and more importantly, 21 to 25. This is where we saw more of the benefit from chemotherapy, about a 6% or so difference in distant recurrence. There was about a 2.5% difference in recurrence scores 16 to 20, and there was no difference in recurrence scores 11 to 15, whether premenopausal or postmenopausal. So there was this interaction where you had to be young, under 50, but also you had to have a recurrence score of 21 to 25, and maybe to a lesser degree, 16 to 20. Now, from that standpoint, you can argue that the TAILORx sets now a different cutoff for chemotherapy benefit. For postmenopausal women, there is no chemotherapy benefit all the way up to 25 recurrence score. For premenopausal women, it appears that 16 to 20 or 21 to 25 is where the benefit starts accumulating. And in fact, the benefit from 21 to 25 was substantial. I mean, again, 6 to 7% difference in distant recurrence is something that the B20 showed overall. It was actually a little bit less than that, about a 5%. So for that benefit, we would recommend chemotherapy to somebody today, personally I would, that is under the age of 50, is premenopausal, and has a recurrence score of, let's say, 22, 23, 24.
So the obvious thought here is, first of all, I think most of these women did not get ovarian suppression or ablation because the study started a while back when it wasn't done as much.
Right. Only 15% actually of the patients had ovarian ablation, I think.
So the issue then would be, is what you're seeing really chemotherapy suppressing the ovaries? Any thoughts about that?
Yeah, we think so. I think that's a possible explanation. We think that some of the benefit may be through the endocrine pathway. We've seen that in B14, when we looked at the benefit from endocrine therapy by recurrence score, is in the low risk and intermediate risk, all the way to 30 recurrence score had benefit from endocrine therapy, but 31 or over, there didn't seem to be a lot. So we think it's an endocrine therapy benefit, but it's very difficult to distinguish how much is chemotherapy itself and how much is endocrine therapy. Interestingly, when you look at neoadjuvant data with a recurrence score and look at pathologic complete response, we don't see really pathologic complete responses all the way to about a recurrence score of 25. Most of the pathologic complete responses occur on the recurrence score, high recurrence score patients, you know, 30 or over. So from that standpoint, it may also not be a chemotherapy direct cytotoxic benefit, but maybe through the endocrine pathway.